Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. And on the 88.9 WLRY farm page, one of the things that we like to do is highlight youth. And today, we are learning all about horse projects. And I'm learning about all kinds of horse stuff I never knew. And some of these Super 8 contesting events. Gabby, tell me. We have quite a great representation that completed the Super 8 contest, correct?
Yes.
And that is 8 contests, different things you have to do, and then you become like a superstar, is that it?
Yeah, it's equine superstar, so you get a jacket, you get a trophy, all sorts of fun stuff.
Okay, so tell me this. These contesting events, is this 1 year's worth of work, or how many years do you have to compete in this superstar event?
Well, so it's a whole year event, so okay. It usually starts in February or March, and the competitions don't end until late October, early November.
Okay.
And so you have to complete all 8 within 1 year.
Okay, so you never say, I'm going to do 4 this year or 4 the next. It is a, like, 1 year and done. And you have to really commit to get all this done, don't you?
Yes. Well, actually, if you wanted to, you could do different levels of this award. So all 8 would be considered the gold award.
Okay.
If you did 6 of them, that would be the silver. And if you did, I think, like 4 or 5, that's the bronze.
Okay.
So you can still get an award for doing some of these events.
Okay. Well, tell me this. There were how many of you? Was it 5 or 7?
There are 5 of us.
5. Okay. Did you guys all kind of get together and say, this is what our goal is? Was that a planned effort to complete all of these contests in 1 year?
Well, I actually did the Super 8 in 2017 as well.
Okay.
And basically my advisors had gone to a advisor training all day long, and there's a banquet for the Super 8 winners. Well, my mom looked more into it, and she's like, oh, well, this would be really neat. How about we get some people together and we try this? So
okay.
Me and a couple other people went out and tried it in 2017, and then a couple people did it last year.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't able to do it last year because it conflicted with schedules for me,
yeah.
But I was able to do it again this year with a couple other people.
So Gabby Gugliamato, my special guest, is with me today. She's a freshman at OSU Newark studying animal science. The end goal, a horse vet, correct?
Yes.
Correct, when we're all done. A few years down the road, let's
yes.
say that. So hence, for the communication part of the Super 8 horse contesting, Gabby, tell us a little bit about the horse and all the red marks on the horse.
Okay.
Help me understand.
So I did a presentation on the 5-way vaccination. And so the 5-way vaccination covers 5 core illnesses that it's very deadly to your horse, and
okay.
you have to get them every year. And basically, the horse models the different sites that you can give this vaccination.
Okay.
So you can give the vaccination at the base of the rump here. You can give it on their neck. You can give it into their chest here and straight into the buttocks as well. But it's safest to do it on the neck so that you can avoid getting kicked, bitten, or kicked from the front. So.
Yeah. So what made you look at this vaccination? Is it something you have to do every single year with your horse, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So what diseases are you preventing with this vaccination?
So you are preventing eastern and western encephalitis, equine influenza, rhinopneumonitis, and tetanus.
Okay. So it's very critical that the horse receives this every single year.
Yes.
Critical. Okay. Tell me about your horses.
So, okay, so my horses, right now they're just fat and happy in a field, taking the winter off. But I have a barrel horse, and I've had her since I was about, 4. And so I've had her for 15 years. So she turned, the gotcha day, when I got her was actually this past Christmas. So we just went through 15 years.
Okay, now tell me this. Was this the horse that's a rescue horse?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, both of mine are rescues.
Okay.
They're both slaughterhouse rescues.
Really?
Yes.
And how did that all happen?
Well, when I was really little, I really wanted a pony. And so I asked my grandpa for Christmas. And he actually ended up getting a pony without my parents knowing, too, which is great.
So, which was a really cool grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And so he actually bought her from a cattle market. And so, you know, cattle market, slaughterhouse, they both end up going the same place. But he got her as a 6-month-old, and so I've had her ever since. And then Boots, who's my retired horse, her old owners actually bought her directly from the slaughterhouse itself.
Wow. So. What a story. And lifelong commitment for you.
Oh, yeah.
Love of horses for you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, so tell us, you get through the communication contest, and oh my gosh, are you a national winner too?
Yeah, I ended up getting 4th in the nation.
Wow. So, do you think Fairfield County's got a pretty strong horse club?
I think so.
Yeah, and what 4-H club are you in?
I'm in Rough Riders.
Rough Riders. And how many years?
Oh man, I've been in 4-H for 10 years now. This is my last year.
Yeah, your last year.
Yep.
What are some of the things you've learned in 4-H exhibiting these horses?
Definitely a lot of patience. The horse that I'm training, that I trained my horse, she's took a very long time to train, and it was a kind of a back and forth process where, you know, you'd take 2 steps forward and then something would happen and you'd take a step back. But so a lot of patience, a lot of leadership skills, a lot of public speaking. Like without 4-H, I would not be able to sit here without like freaking out. So definitely it has helped me with some lifelong goals. It's also really gotten me into my veterinary degree. Really gotten me into the horse illnesses and treating them and everything.
And you were also a member of Bloom Care FFA.
I was.
Yeah. That helped with a little public speaking too.
That helped with a lot, especially when my advisor said you're doing it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mrs. Bachman, you can't you can't tell her no.
Oh no.
No, absolutely not. Well, my good friend Gabby Gugliamato is here with us today. Congratulations on this 4th place award in the nation. How cool is that? I'm so proud of you. This is cool stuff. This has been Connie Smith with OSU Extension for the 88.9 WLRY Farm Page.